Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to share with my sisters and brothers a journey that I believe you are taking me on and has started months ago. I ask that you open their eyes, open their ears, and let them perceive what it is I'm saying that will help them. Lord, I don't want to say anything that is not from you. So if I'm in the middle of something, just shut me down. Because I only want to say what you want me to say. I consider this an honor and a privilege, and I do not take it lightly. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I guess this is really not a word, per se. But the Lord has been taking me on a journey now for months. I don't really even know if I know how long. And it's really not even important. And it's a journey that has helped me separate relationships that I've had. Relationships with my dad, relationships with my husband, and mainly the relationship with him. And he's really kind of done it. He really does have a sense of humor. He's really kind of done it in a roundabout way. And the scripture that he gave me, really a very long time ago, that I basically didn't do much with because I thought I understood it. And I do understand it, but I didn't understand what it was applying to, how it was applying to me. And so the scripture, if you need a scripture, is Colossians 3:17. And in the Amplified, nope, I don't want to read that one first. I want to read the, yeah, I guess it is the Amplified. It says, whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence on him, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In the NIV, it's just really kind of cut and dry. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. But the two that really spoke to me, that was the first one I got, was that version. But the two that really spoke to me, once I realized what God was doing, was the Message. It says, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the Message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. And then the Passion says, let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and bring your constant praise to God and Father because of what Christ has done for you. So, basically, the way this all started was months ago. I was literally complaining.
No.
I know you find that hard to believe. To the Lord, because nothing was happening. Nothing I wasn't doing. I didn't feel like I was serving him right. I felt like I had so much passion and desire and everything inside of me, and it was just like I felt like I was just going to explode if something didn't happen. And I finally one day screamed out, said, "What's up with this?" So what he said to me was that he put all of those things that I just said, the passion, the desires, all of that. Yeah, I want everybody saved. I want to bring everybody to the Lord. I just want to do whatever I can do for the Lord. And so he said to me, "I put that all in you. I put all that in you for a reason." And then he used my favorite word. But he said, "It is a process." And this process, he said, and this is the example he gave to me. He said, "It's like buying a 5,000 piece jigsaw puzzle." He said, "You buy it, you buy the puzzle based on the picture on the box. And then you get home and you open that box, and there's all these pieces. And you say, okay, what have I gotten myself into?" So you start putting all these things together, and it takes weeks and months maybe. And you do the edge, and there's all this sky, all the pieces look the same, there's all this grass, all the pieces look the same. You go to bed, you get up, you do the same thing every day. And nothing seems to happen. But then you start putting all this stuff together. And what you get at the end is the vision that I put in you. The visions that I put in my people are the pictures of the end result, not the beginning. So I said, "Lord, I didn't want to hear that." So little by little, I was hearing things like, "You're not asking enough, Mary Jo. You're not asking me in. You're not inviting me in, Mary Jo. You're not including me, Mary Jo." "What do you mean, Lord?" And I found what I was doing was categorizing things without realizing that that's what I was doing. Like, okay, when I go to work, I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to invite you to come in and you're going to help me at work. And that's where it started, and that's where it stopped. Once I was at work, if I ran into something, I didn't say, "Okay, now I need help with this." I asked it once, so I figured he knew, and he does know. But what he was trying to get across to me was to have the right kind of a relationship. It needed to be a constant thing. I constantly had to do that. And in doing that, he would then be the priority. And so I was doing things around the house. I've shared this many times before. I own a very big house. I try to take very good care of it. I try to honor what God has given me, because he's given me a lot, and we have come a long way from 42 cents. And I'm not getting into any of whys that has happened. I know why it's happened, and that's what's necessary. But I get to the point where it's just always something, and I'm tired of having to do it all myself, because I think I have to do it myself, and because I don't get help or advice from anybody, and I've been taken so many times in projects and stuff around my house. So a couple of weeks ago, that few days where it was very, very hot, I knew that I had to put air conditioners in, and I knew I had to put at least three in, because my grandchildren were coming up that night and they were going to be in one of the rooms and had to be cool. Now, I already put my air conditioner in my bedroom, and I put the wrong one in that window. So I had to take that one out of the window, put it in the girls' room, put another one in my room, and one in my den. Now, I'm sitting in my den, once again complaining, "Year after year after year, Lord, why do I have to do this by myself? Why can't I get da, 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 da?" And I hear, "Ask me." So I said, "Okay, Lord, I'm going to try this thing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this way." So I start listing the things that I had to do that day. Put three air conditioners in, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not hearing anything. And I start to get up and I hear, "Okay, let's do this thing." I said, "Okay, God." I'm thinking. So I go where the air conditioner, no, that's not true. First I take the air conditioner out of my bedroom window and put it in the girl's window. And as God is my judge, when I push that window up and grab that air conditioner, I know he was on the other end of that air conditioner. I just know that he was. I don't even know if it was because I felt that it was lighter. I don't know, but I knew he was there. And I heard again, okay, let's do this. So I go and I put it in the other room. Then I had to go to a closet where I store the others. And the part that I didn't want to do was the bending down and picking that weight up. If it was level, I would have been all right. Anyway, we did it. It was just perfect. And he said, when it was all done, all I had to do was ask, Mary Jo. All I got to do was ask. I'm here. So I was flying, you know, through that. And, of course, now I'm asking him everything. That one day, let the record show. So now he starts working with me on relationships as far as, like, the relationship I have with my dad and the relationship I have with my husband. Now, I'm not getting into detail a lot about my dad, other than to say my dad was a great dad. He was a great man. He had integrity. He was accountable. He was a very hard worker. He would stand on his head and spit wooden nickels to do anything that we needed, not necessarily that we wanted, but anything that we needed to be done. He was an excellent husband of anything that I saw. Never heard them arguing, never heard them fighting. I'm sure they had their moments. And as the Lord was bringing me back, now, he was not perfect. I'm not saying that at all. And there were many things he did that I didn't really particularly approve of. But he was a great guy. And this is what the Lord brought to my attention. I never had a fear of my dad other than the fear that I was going to disappoint him. Not that I never had a fear I was going to get hurt, never had a fear that I was going to go to bed hungry. There were some Christmases we only had one present under the tree. He worked day and night. He worked 38 years at Smith & Wesson Peace Work, and if we needed more things, a bill or whatever, he'd come home, eat his supper, and go out and wallpaper. He was just a good provider. And the Lord made me really conscious. I never feared that he wasn't going to protect me, that he wasn't there for me. None of that stuff. And everything that I did to please both my mother and father. Not because I thought if I did it, they were going to love me more, or I was going to get more, or any of that. I did it because of what they did for me. And like, it just all, like, okay, God, I'm getting this now, you know. Then I got married, and it was a total reverse. It was abusive, it was alcoholic, it was terrible. The beginning wasn't bad, but it was terrible. And that whole thing flipped. I now was doing things to keep him sober, so he wouldn't hit me, so he'd come home, so he wouldn't go out again once he came home and was drinking, he wouldn't put his hands on me, he wouldn't hurt me again. All those things, straight up fear. And that whole thing then turned into me doing everything, because he did nothing near the end, did nothing but drink. And that turned, I don't know what that did or when that happened, but that turned all of that not trusting and the fear, terrible fear, like I knew he wasn't going to be there for me. And then when he left, I was now left with all of this, 42 cents and a house falling apart, and I didn't know where any of this was going to come from. And little by little, over the years, I mean, I accepted the Lord as my Savior, all those things. But what I'm trying to say is the Lord has made it very clear to me that the relationship that I had with my earthly father. And the way that I felt protected and loved and all of those things, I didn't have to do anything to make him love me anymore, is what God wants for me, you know, our relationship to be. So little by little, I believe he's chipping away at all this other stuff from my marriage. And he's made it. John blessed me the other day when he said that when he asked the question, does God command us to be accountable? He surely does. He commands, and all those things I got from my earthly father, he commands accountability, he commands integrity, he commands what you say out of your mouth. If you don't want to do something, don't say it. Your word is everything. God is a God of abundance over and above, not just enough. He's not an easygoing, He's not the kind of a God that you can just slide by stuff, just do it. God is a God of excellence. He's a God of order. He's a God of all those. And we have him in us, and we are to be the example on this earth of all those things. We shouldn't be trying to take stuff from people that is not ours. We shouldn't be all that crooked, deceitful, deception stuff should not be going on. We should be straight up. We should be accountable. If we say we're going to do something, we're to do it. Not, well, I said it, now bet. All that stuff means so much to God. And I said all of that to say that little by little by little, everything I do now, I try very hard to include him. Getting dressed in the morning, I'll stand at the closet and I'll say, now what does he want me to wear, Lord? I try very hard to pull him in. Am I 100%? Absolutely not. But the days that I do it, and the days that I include him, like, I almost talk out loud, okay, now God, we're going to work. That kind of stuff. It's like, I just feel that he's right there, and I cannot miss it. If not that I'm going to do everything perfect, I'm not. But I'm not going to miss it, because he's going to be there. And I don't have to be afraid. And he's going to protect me and love me and see me through it, no matter what comes down the pike.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and the journey is still going on. I mean, this is just, and I typed all this stuff out. I don't even know if I said everything, but.
That's it.
He said what he wanted you to say.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.